Thanks for listening to our podcast. We've got more information and additional resources at probe.org/podcast. And be sure to check out our life-changing Summer Mind Games Camp for high school and college students.
It may sound like a page out of Star Trek, but Dr. Lawrence Terlizzese describes a possible but dismal future called transhumanism. Now on Probe.
Have you ever wondered if scientists could build a giant machine to solve all the world's problems? Or better yet, why not just become machines and get rid of people altogether? Imagine it. No more worries, sickness, war, drug addiction, or poverty. We can solve the world's problems by simply getting rid of people. This sounds fantastic, but is actually the goal of the new religion of transhumanism, which wants to replace the human race with machines. The wisest man once said, "There is nothing new under the sun," Ecclesiastes 1:9. Despite all our modern innovation and progress, the age-old desire of mankind to become God remains the same. This new religion is steadily gaining ground, perfectly fit for our hyper-technological 21st century. Transhumanism's beliefs are simple, but their implications will be revolutionary. They want to transcend our mortal bodies and create a super-intelligent, godlike, human and machine hybrid called a cyborg, or something like the Borg from Star Trek. This super machine will solve all our material and spiritual problems by curing disease, extending life expectancy indefinitely, and providing for a meaningful existence through creating a continual sense of euphoria in the brain. There will be no limits to what this superman machine will be able to do. All we need to do is surrender our wills to achieve universal peace and happiness. You may remember Pink Floyd used to sing about this. "Welcome to the machine. What did you dream? It's all right, we told you what to dream. In the brave new world ruled by the cyborg, dreams will all be programmed and peaceful so as not to upset the inhabitants of Utopia." With this hybrid technology, someone will make our decisions for us. All technology expresses its creator's values and represents a certain view of the world and how things should be. It is anything but value-free. The question for us is, who will decide what the future will be like in a technologically determined age?
You've been listening to Probe with your host, Dr. Lawrence Terlizzese. Do you remember a species from Star Trek called the Borg? They were a collective and were all about unity, harmony, and assimilation. Well, the Borg are a sci-fi interpretation of a real movement or religion called transhumanism. Will man unite with machine? We all know that sometimes science fiction can become reality if you devote enough time, effort, and money to it. So to get the truth on transhumanism, go to probe.org/radio for your free copy of Larry's script, "Welcome to the Machine." Again, that's probe.org/radio. And join us next time as we help you apply God's truth to everyday life here on Probe.
Technology shapes the human conception of itself and its relation to the world, including our view of God. In a mechanical age, it is not surprising that people conceive of themselves and others as machines. Human relationships are reduced to efficiency and usefulness or convenient arrangements. For example, marriage is already largely viewed as an economic contract between two people who may not have anything else in common, rather than a sacrificial commitment. Transhumanist philosophy takes the modernist mechanistic view to its ultimate level of altering humanity to become a machine. The idea that we become the thing we worship finds greatest expression in the 21st century. "Those who worship idols become like them," Psalm 115. "Those who worship money become greedy. Those who worship drugs become addicted. And those who worship the machine will become a machine." In the past, philosophers and poets often used the machine as a metaphor of dehumanization and alienation from modern life. Modern society was thought to function like a machine. This means in a machine culture, people feel like numbers or spare parts, and therefore entirely expendable. How many times have you ever felt like a statistic? Individual meaninglessness in a mechanistic society will be realized in the very near future, so that individuals will be spare parts and completely assimilated. The future supercomputer will offer humanity everything except the freedom not to choose assimilation. The machine represents the ideal existence, even the ideal being. The idea of salvation in the machine derives from modern thought in a deistic and Unitarian God who created a clockwork universe. Transhumanism has simply transposed that deity into the machine itself and removed the clockmaker. Now it's the clock they worship. Transhumanism affirms artificial selection instead of natural selection. They believe that through science and technology, humanity can direct the cause of evolution. Humanity controls its own evolutionary process to reach a perfectible state. Instead of millions of years to evolve a new species, it will be done in decades, maybe even one generation. You may have heard about the singularity, but what in the world is it? Transhumanists expect the merger of humanity and machine around 2045 in an event they call the singularity. This means artificial intelligence, or AI, will equal or exceed human intelligence, and there will no longer be any discernible difference. Humanity will lose all distinct consciousness and consider itself as one being. Humanity then must change itself genetically to keep pace with AI. This will create a giant planetary superorganism that knows no distinctions. Humanity will merge with the rest of nature through genetic engineering, and nature will become indistinguishable from the machine. We will no longer know the difference between organic and inorganic, or natural and artificial, something already prevalent today in cities, weather patterns, and food production. A superorganism looks something like a beehive, anthill, or termite mound. Various individual cells work together as one. So by mid-century, transhumanism envisions total global unity, not at the political level between states, but ontologically and biologically. We will have evolved into one massive planet, truly spaceship Earth, completely interrelated and interdependent, like an anthill. This will be the technological version of the Kingdom of God, or the transhumanist version of the Millennium. Ray Kurzweil and the Singularitarians believe people will eventually be able to upload their consciousness into a computer and live forever. The religious nature of this movement is obvious in its millennialism, a belief in the coming perfect society, and also in its belief in progress and immortality. Critics call the singularity the rapture of the nerds, indicating its close connection with religious belief and millennial expectations. The singularity represents religious belief for computer geeks. The acceptance of progress and human perfection makes transhumanism the heir of modernity. With its ideal of technological utopianism and its mechanistic view of the body, it is modernism with a vengeance. The future may not bring the perfection of the singularity, but the disaster of the Artelect War. An Artelect is an artificial intelligence or supercomputer. AI researcher Hugo de Garces predicts that the transhumanist vision will be disastrous and will result in giga-death, or the death of billions of people. He hypothesizes that by the end of the century, cosmists, or technically modified people, will want to build Artelects to join with humanity. But the Terrans, or unmodified people, will oppose their construction because it has no benefit to them. A nuclear war will ensue, probably initiated by Terrans as their only way to stop cosmists. Jacques Ellul once remarked that the technical society must perfect the man-machine complex or risk total collapse. There is no other place to go but up. If the current human enhancement project fails, it may prove to have devastating effects for the future of the human race. Or if it succeeds, the human race faces techno-enslavement or pseudo-extinction by being transformed into another species. Will the singularity really happen? It is very possible, or maybe the Artelect War will happen instead. Perhaps technology will bring the apocalypse instead of utopia. It's all science fiction right now, but science fiction is often correct in the broadest terms. Recall Jules Verne's vision of space travel to the moon in the 19th century, when people thought it was pure fantasy and laughed because there was no way to break Earth's gravitational pull. But his work inspired a generation of rocket scientists to find the way to do it, and within a century man was walking on the moon. Something considered impossible was achieved. A basic principle of futurism states that anything is possible to achieve within 20 years given the resources to do it. And the Bible states that nothing is impossible for humanity in a unified technological society. Genesis 11:6 says, "Now nothing they imagined will be impossible for them, This, of course, is talking about Babel, but I think it demonstrates the fact that the discussion of a transhuman transformation should be taken as a credible threat and should be addressed by the church. You may be wondering by now what you can do in light of the movement of history towards the singularity. The essence of transhumanist philosophy revolves around the idea that there are no natural or divine limits to what technology can accomplish. It serves the basic technological imperative that says what can be done should be done. This view unleashes all restraint and frees us from all limits, and is one of the greatest examples of the church's cultural captivity, since we do not present a different view of technology from the rest of society. This maxim is obviously dangerous because any limitless action leads to self-destruction as a natural corrective. Humanity cannot presume to be greater than the natural limits arrayed against it, such as death or the scarcity of resources. Humanity must learn to live within boundaries. Christians are called to respect limits and the right balance between the use of technology, its misuse, and non-use. In an age of limitless technology, the church must present an ethic of limitation. This means finding limits to technology, such as limiting computer use, limiting driving, electricity, or even not upgrading. This may seem small, but in trying to discover a workable ethic of technology, it represents something we can do right now. The widow's mite, Mark 12:41-43, will not solve the church's budget deficit, but should be given anyway, because it was something she could do. So an ethic of limitation remains a course of action open. An ethic of limitation only becomes obvious when the situation appears desperate, such as with nuclear weapons, where not even one mishap can be afforded. Other examples consist of overeating, drug addiction, overfishing or hunting, or any activity that exhausts natural resources. Because people did not practice limits to begin with, they are now faced with a real possibility of collapse or catastrophe. We must discover the limits to any technology if we are to use technology correctly and benefit from it. The history of the Tower of Babel teaches that if mankind does not practice self-control, God will impose limits himself in judgment, Genesis 11:1-9.